Okay, today's call is about Mind the Gap. Lydia found this cute little article, and it's written by a guy, Yak. I liked his name, too, Mind the Gap. Mind the Gap by Yak. Yak Gertminian, and he's the VP of Client Success at Gig Economy Group, which I think it's good for us to work in that gig economy because that's where we're seeing a lot of growth today in the network marketing world. What does Mind the Gap typically mean? Well, historically, if you look up that word, it's going to talk about when you get off a train, like when you're like in New York City or riding any of the subway systems. When you get off the train, you got to focus on the space between the car and the platform, so you mind the gap. Otherwise, you'll end up tripping or falling, and you know those aren't the places where you want to be tripping and falling when trains are going 50, 60 miles an hour through those little spaces. So that's where Mind the Gap came from. But so what's the gap here when he's talking about direct sales? What's he talking about? And the gap here that he's talking about is that when a brand new direct sales rep gets into questioning, you know, you get somebody brand new, they want to do the business, and they start, okay, what's next? What's next? That concept of not having knowledge and not feeling comfortable in the what's next, that's called a gap. It's a gap for the people. And that's what he wants to talk. He says, you got to mind the gap. You got to be really rest assured aware of that gap being created. When you start a brand new person, when they get trapped in that gap, you're probably have a real high percentage chance you're going to lose them. And we'll talk about that as well. So because when people get into what's next, they get into their brain stops. It goes into confusion. And when that happens, now you know there's no action steps because there's confusion. So and if they just guess at what's next, the other thing happens is they never sign anybody up because they're doing all the wrong things in all the wrong direction, and you know they're out there doing silly stuff, and that's going to create havoc in their life. Now, I know all of you on this call, probably like me, with all our experience in networking, that the fact is that there are going to be some people that enter your organization that just don't want your help. That has happened to me. And the beauty of what we created for all of you not only applies in other places when somebody wants your help, but it also applies when somebody doesn't ask for your help. We created a group of 8 presidentials, ManicTechSuccess.com. That website's out there. If you haven't visited it, if you haven't gone through all the documents, gone through all the videos, you are not committed to your business. I'll just put it that black and white, because that's a great website for even the stubborn people you sign up who want to do the business. They've been in it before. They don't need your help, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're going to run with it. You want to get them on that website. And you also want to get your brand new person that wants all the help in the world on that website. And I've built a little checklist that I use to make sure people are going through all the things on the website. It's really easy to build a checklist. All you do is you take off each of the list items on there, whether they choose Fast Start or Laying a Foundation. Those are the two kind of optional ways you're going to get some people that want to be a rabbit and just come out and run fast. That's why we have that Fast Start position on that page, because on that site, because if they looked at the Lay the Foundation, they might feel like this is too much for me, whereas Fast Start, they can just get right out day one, go out there. But those two pages, and then everything else flows, that's about building the list. Both of those are really about business building. And then it goes into connecting with people, doing presentations, and follow up and close, our 4 basic steps. So use that website so that we don't have people getting stuck in this gap, in paralysis analysis, right? Because that's what happens. These people get paralyzed. And they talked about the very first 2 weeks of a distributor's experience in direct sales is the most critical time. Because they went through and they'd done all this analysis, his group, the gig economy group, and they found that sales will increase when you close the gap. When you help people with greater education, greater confidence, greater everything, you're going to have a lot more sales that come in your direction. But the other problem is, number 2 in the outline, is that, you know, they did metrics on how long people stay in network marketing, and they found 50% of new distributors quit if they fail to sell products in their first 2 weeks. So how important is it for you and I as leaders, as people that have been in this business, and I know some of you on the call today are going, Mary Jo, I just signed up 3 weeks ago. Guess what? Have you signed up a new associate already? Then you're a leader. And a definition of a leader is just somebody who knows a little bit more than the last guy. That's the definition of an expert. I also call a leader. I'm not telling you to not invest time and energy in your leadership skills, because we all need to do that. And I continue to read books and do that every day of my life. Every day of my life. So important for us all to invest in ourselves. But the idea is, you know, you need to be stepping up because you have people that need you to lead them. And if people fail in their first 2 weeks, they don't see any kind of success, they lose interest. And it's even worse today, because why do I think it's worse today than it was 20 years ago? Because I think people have shorter attention spans today. Our world, we are massively afflicted with bits of data every single day. And therein lies the problem, that we short-circuit our focus, and thus, if we don't see success in 2 weeks, we're gone. Because there's still 100 million other things to focus on that came into our lives in 14 days. So we need to really be cognizant of that and make sure that we're helping people gain the knowledge that they need in that early period of time. That means when I sign a new person up, I go, okay, let's make our list here. Make your list. And I want you to make a list of, you know, 100, 300 people. And they go, well, I'm going to do that. I go, get your church directory. Get your this. What are you a member of? What do you do? What else do you do in your life? Tell me all the things. And I give them direct. Why do I do all that? Because you go, Mary Jo, they can figure out what they're involved. And I go, no, you got to work on their minds. Open their minds to all the people that they know. Who'd you go to high school with? And they look at me and they go, I'm 49 years old. What do you mean, who did I go? I said, I'm 64 and I know who I went to high school with. So get your high school directory out. You get it? It's just fun. Have fun with it. But you want to give them directions on where to go. And then after I get them to get their list done, my next step is what? I get on the call with them. I do all the calls with them, the first 10 calls. So why? Because I can teach and train them how to do it, what it kind of looks like, so they don't feel like a fish out of water, because I don't want them to quit. So this is what you need to be doing when you're starting your new people. You want to make sure that, you know, that gap doesn't happen. So lack of knowledge, we don't want our distributors to quit. So he says there are three key issues, all right? Three key issues is what he brings up in his article. Sellers get stuck in their own head, a.k.a. the spin. They have an uncertainty and lack of knowledge. When they start asking, okay, what is next? Most of them you've already lost, right? So that's why we need that step-by-step, make a list, call the people, da-da-da. That's why you need manaticsuccess.com. You need to have it. You need to have it. You need to work with it. You need to put them on there, give them direction on how to proceed throughout that website so they get educated. Analysis causes paralysis. And why we at Manatech are so susceptible to this, I'm going to suggest, because of the people we've started, is that we have so many websites out there, right? You guys are familiar with that. And I don't know if you – yeah, last week I think I gave you a copy. It's in the library now. It's being posted. I think it's already on Manatech Success. Woo-hoo! Yeah, I think they called me last week and said, Mary Jo, where do you want this on the ManaticSuccess.com website? And I gave them two places. Fast Start, it's on the Fast Start page, and it's also on the Laying the Foundation. So your new people will see it as long as you're using that site. But this gives you, this is a beautiful chart. Did you guys, what feedback? Take yourself off mute. Did you guys like this chart, your business tools roadmap, or did no one look at it? They're quiet. I don't know. They're not taking themselves off mute.
Hey, it was real good. It was real easy. It was a good show.
Great. Thanks. Easy. Hey, good.
Mary Jo,
who is it, Chris? Hi, Chris.
It's Chris Knight. It was fabulous. I love it. I'm totally promoting it. So.
Great. Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. Great. Yeah, I think, and this is the kind of thing we're trying to do. How do I make this easy? And if you don't have this roadmap, I don't know how you get to all these. As a brand new associate, how do you figure all this out? Right? I mean, it's like a nightmare. So make it easier. But this is the kind of thing that I think Manatech has that causes that analysis paralysis. You follow? We have so many websites. We have so many directionals. We have so much out there. People just go, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Yeah, and they just kind of... They crash and burn. and we lose them. So we don't want that. We want to talk to people about how they do the business. And some people are going to be really, you know, social media, and that's great. We have things for them. AdTech Plus app is perfect for them. And people are going to say, you know what, I don't do social media. Great. Let me show you the library where you can find all some marketing materials, and let's set up a little Dropbox for you for yourself so you know exactly what you use for different things. Get some standardized emails or text messages if you might want to send out, and use those. I mean, so you just want to help people build what works for them, right? Because they're going to be all sorts of people. So important for us not to make sure that we give the people, you know, the perfect position where they feel like they're energized to act instead of not energized, instead of feeling overwhelmed or I don't know what to do. What is next? We don't want that language. We wanted them to be really clear. Desire outpace. So that's number one, three key issues. They get stuck in their head, a.k.a. their head, I don't know what to do, blah, 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 blah. Number two, desire outpaces ability. We can have all the enthusiasm in the world, and sometimes you sign up a brand new associate, and they're so enthusiastic, and they love it because maybe they had a great experience in the products themselves, blah, blah, blah. So now they're ready to get going and sharing it with the world. But that energy and enthusiasm, have you noticed how it dissipates when their ability doesn't keep up pace with it? So we want to make sure that we really support them to keep up the pace of their ability to grow them as people. That's why we have a reading list on the manifestsuccess.com. We tell people what books to read because we, you know, if you think you can get by with being in network marketing and never read a book, then all you're going to do is maybe make $100 a month the rest of your life, because it's expanding you and building you into a better person that's going to make all the difference in the world and how effective you are at network marketing. It definitely was for me, and I started at 42 years old and knew nothing about network marketing, and I was a lawyer by profession, so I just knew I knew it all. Pretty funny, huh? You know, so, and I had a lot of personal development that I needed to go through. And this industry has been a phenomenal blessing for me because it's allowed me to really grow as a human being. That's my favorite part of what this industry has done for me. I mean, there's tremendous financial rewards, but the greatest part was what it did for me in personal development. So about investing in self and growing. So if you want to invest in people, make sure that we keep up their ability and enable them to, and I don't really like to be an enabler, so it's a hard word for me to use, but you know what I mean when I say that. It's not about becoming an enabler. It means, you know, bringing them to a position where they're capable of doing things on their own and highlighting to them where to go and what to do about it. A new associate with high enthusiasm but no direction, i.e. next step, what's next, can actually bring a real tarnish to your products. And that was a good point that he makes in there, because I think we do that. I think some people don't like Manatech or blah, 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 maybe because of who approached them initially. I mean, we've been around for 20 years now, and there are people out there that, you know, I come across that go, oh, yeah, that's, and I go, really, sounds like you had a bad experience. Do you want to share it with me? That's the first thing I say. Some of you go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. But no, no, no. Hey, sounds like you had a bad experience. I'd love to hear what that experience was. Show empathy. You know, you want to get somebody in your organization. You care about what they think. You care about where their experiences they've had. And then you can come up with how the experience will be different. But by just telling them they're wrong, I don't know if it's ever worked for you, but it's never worked for me. I don't go out there and tell people they're wrong. Not even when they talk about the most important thing to me in my life, which is my faith. I don't look at people and say, you're wrong. I sit down with them and I go, wow, where'd you get that understanding? That's incredible. I said, can I share with you what I believe? You know, after I hear them out. Because once they're heard and it's all dispensed with, then they're open to hear something new and different. They may never choose to do Manatech versus what they did before, but I'll tell you, they're going to listen to you 10,000 times better once you've listened and shown them respect by listening to them. So, yeah, great self-development tip there in the middle of the training. Okay, so the third thing, so we got those two down, right? Desire outpaces ability. The first one was they get stuck in their head, right? Lack of knowledge, analysis paralysis. Desire outpaces ability. They're so on fire, but they haven't built their skill set. Another reason why we do our Saturday trainings once a month to help you bring your people there. So if you don't want to teach them on the four core, we can do that, plus other things that are going on. And then left in the dust. left in the dust. Prospect moves on to another option. See, what happens is when these brand new people go out there and they start doing things that they have no capability, no ability, they might have all the desire in the world, but they haven't been trained well enough and they haven't got, that the prospect goes to them and asks them questions, they don't know how to respond to it. And so the prospect goes, well, I'm going to go somewhere else where I can get some real teaching and training. And this is a very important thing for me, because it's important that when you go out there as a prospect, or I mean, if you go out there and deal with your brand new people as a new lead, as a leader of somebody new, that you make sure they know that the first thing out of their mouth, and people ask them a question and they don't know what they go, you know what, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to it because I just started, but I got this awesome leader. Let's do a call with her. Always be a partner with them. And when they hear that they have an awesome leader, guess what that means to them? They go, oh, great. I'm glad we have an awesome leader. And some of you on this call today have been in Manatech as long as I have. Some of you have been in it longer than I have. But the idea, and I don't know, 20 years probably, is not, 24 years, Lynn, I don't know, 23 years, I can't remember exactly where it is, 22, 23. But the idea is you want to make sure that they feel confident that they can tap into you, that you are there side by side with them all the time. Whether you're physically there or not, they have your, you have their back, so that they can use you as an independent third party that knows it all. And that doesn't mean we always know it all, but it just means we know we have the source of the answers where a brand new person has no clue maybe where to look. So again, find answers really quickly. And I'm using, in talking to people who want to do the business, I'm using the ManatechSuccess.com site as an incredible asset to help convince people. They have a roadmap on how to do this business right in their own, right on the internet. Bingo. They can go there and go step by step, book suggestions, what to do step by step, what to fill out, all the documentation, right? It's all right there. So you should be using that as well, because people want to know that they have a support system, and they want to know they have a roadmap, and they want to know they have a track to run on, and you have that. So use it. If you're not, you're missing out. And it doesn't mean you spend an hour with them on the site. It just, you use it that, hey, we got an incredible, associate-based site that tells you step-by-step exactly how to do these critical steps, work through it. There's even a library of books there. There's specific books for each page. It's really super. So you can develop at your own pace that you choose to work on and maybe spend some time with them on it. But get your checklist to make sure they're going through it as well. Okay, so that's what's in this. Okay, so four tips he wrote up in the article in terms of what you can do to avoid. Yeah, how do we avoid the what's next in the sales cycle? How do we avoid watching people crash and burn in their first 2 weeks because they just get stuck, or they're in analysis paralysis, they fail to be able to respond, they don't know how to deal with people's questions, so they lose, they're left in the dust. All these things happen. And so how do we avoid that? Number one, the right collateral at your fingertips. Focus should be on the prospect's needs. So that's, I always emphasize that, that's why I emphasize becoming a great listener. Network marketing is not becoming a great teller. It's becoming a great listener. That's much more important than a great teller, because the materials can do the talking, but the materials can't do the listening, and the listening is what builds the relationship. So, but you want to make sure that you do have access to the right materials. What materials do we have? Focus should be on the prospect's needs. What do they need? What are they looking for? And you can't figure that out unless you're a great listener, right? So, and the people, once they find out what their need is, right, wherever it is, you don't want to be distracted by the search for the right materials. So that's why I like to establish, what should I share with them? What kind of materials do we have to share with them? What can I get out to them? So that you have kind of a fixed place to go. And I developed a little Dropbox because I didn't like the library, but now we have, we have so many means of doing it, whether it's text messaging, and we have great materials on, the websites they've given us, Manatech Plus app. We have so many places to go for it, but just know you can't go with a brand new person and say, well, here's the 12 places you need to go. You got to really settle on one. Find out who your new associate is. What their strengths are, do they love social media, then you go in that direction. Do they love just the old-fashioned, then you go in a different direction. I find it's pretty much age barrier. People 60-plus, for the most part, that I've worked with, they don't want to do social media. But when I start working with 20, 30-year-olds, they exclusively want social media. So you've got to be sensitive to the age barrier you're in. And some of you go, well, Mary Jo, I'm not very good on social media, so I'm not going to deal with 20 and 30-year-olds. That's a very bad attitude to have. Educate yourself. It's not that tough. I'm not as prolific at it as Lydia is, but you know what? I know how to get around, and that's what's important for you as well, because it's a big part of our business. It's a big part of the world today, and you want I can't emphasize enough, people, how badly you want 20 and 30-year-olds in your business, because the 60 and 70-year-olds, you know, they're not going to give you the 30, 40 years of payout that you're looking for in your business. One of the beautiful things about network marketing is when you have a great company with a terrific product line, which all of you have, this business is going to be around for a long time. Is your check going to be around for a long time? Well, if you're only signing up 85-year-olds, I'm suggesting that you're, you know, taking a gun to your head, because there's a longevity issue there. When you get some 20 and 30-year-olds involved, guess what? Now you could have 40 years, 50 years of payout from those groups of people. So be smart on that and take a peek and stretch yourself a little bit. I love to grow, so stretching myself is a good thing. But make sure that you have it pretty isolated what they can use for their materials. Everybody has a different idea on that, but you just want to find out what are the prospect's needs. Find out where they, you know, how help them figure out what a prospect needs and how to communicate, and then figure out what you're going to send them easily without spending 3 days trying to draft an email and getting materials out to them, which is what's dead stopping people. I even worked with the same presidentials that helped build the ManatechSuccess.com site, talking about building, what if we just establish some form emails that people could send out? So we're working on maybe a project in that direction as well, because I think that would help people, you know, really educated email bank that you could tap into. And if you have feedback on that for us, please let us know, because that would be important to us that we know we're going down a track that helps people. So write collateral at your fingertips. Make sure you know that. And if I asked on this phone call today, how many of you can raise your hand and say, I know exactly what I'd send if somebody had this, this, and this, or if I wanted to give them product information, I want to give them business information. If you, you know, I bet you on this call alone, with even all the people that are working this business as hard as some of you are, there are probably 50% of you that wouldn't have a clue what to send. You'd have to spend half a day figuring it out. And I'm not saying half, maybe an hour or two or whatever, but a lot. It should be really crystal clear. I worked with a guy the other day, 3-way call, and, you know, Lydia goes, we got to get his stuff out, and it took me 20 minutes to put together a cover letter and the attachments for it, 15, 20 minutes. That's what you should be working towards, not any more than that. Some of you are probably faster than I am as well. So write collateral at fingertips. Turn to the data for answers. Okay, here's an important thing to understand, that a lot of us get stuck because we go, I don't know, should I call them now? Should I wait a week? Should I blah, 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 or woulda, coulda, shoulda, or how do they best want to be communicated with? Well, one of the things you can do is you can just ask right up front. How's the best way for me to, that's number one. I always tell people, I say, how's the best, in fact, my guy I just talked to over the weekend and sent a package out to. He said to me, I said to him, we had a conversation, and I said, how's the best way for me to get you some more information so you can read about this and watch some videos? And I said, do you want me to email something? You want me to text it to you? Or would you like it by mail? You know what he said to me? By mail. The guy's 73 years old. He wants it by mail. Perfect. I haven't heard somebody say by mail to me. What's mail? Lydia goes, what's mail? What's mail, she said. I mean, but you know what? I asked. Don't assume things. Just ask. Be right. Be present with them. So I made a really darling package for him, and that's why it took me 20 minutes, because I had to spend 10 minutes just figuring out what we have that's printed, or printing off things out of the library and whatever that I typically just take out of Dropbox and send out attached to an email or text. So it was a different process, but it works, right? So how to match the other person, too. Quick response, slow response. Study their tendencies, their communication patterns. This gets a little more sophisticated for some of you. But I just want to highlight to you guys, we did a training on mirroring and matching. I think it's on ManatechSuccess.com. I think we actually put it into a format, and we put a there's a page on mirroring and matching on ManatechSuccess.com. If you're unfamiliar with this, please go educate yourself on that. It's critically important in the prospecting role that you understand how to deal with a customer, their communication patterns, their tendencies. If you become familiar to them, which means you become like them in your communication with them, you'll be 10 times more effective with them. Sometimes you go, oh, Mary Jo, that person was so different from me. And I said, well, why didn't you become like him in the process? And they looked at me like, what? How do you become like somebody? Mirroring and matching. One of the most effective tools to closing a sale. Because people like to deal with other people that who are like them. They build instant rapport. When you're out there so proud of being so opposite to somebody that you probably won't get them signed up. And I had another three-way call. When was it with Dorothy? I think, Saturday morning. I had a three-way call on Saturday morning. And this guy, country guy, blah, blah, blah. And, boy, we had a blast. I became country. I became small Texas town country girl. And you guys go, now, I wasn't the sophisticated New York lawyer going to NYU and getting a master's in taxation. I was the small town country girl. You get it? That's mirroring and matching. Step into their world, and it'll be amazing what results you take. So, okay, so that's great. Look at the data. Look at the information. Right. So don't get stuck staring at a business card trying to guess how to communicate with the person or what to do next. Get personal, okay? You know, understanding customers and are basically depending on with their age, where they're from, where their background is, all these kind of things. You get social graphs of people. This gets into what I just told you about. I became a country girl in a small town in Texas because there's a social graph. How do I optimize my communication with this guy? The cadence, the frequency. I can't be Mary Jo the fast talker. I need to slow down my language. I need to show a greater tendency for, you know, country life, for small town life. I can't talk about the New York Times. I can't talk about, you know, I gotta be really about life in a small town. And so that's what I have to do. Millennials, same thing. When you're talking about millennials, man, it's a whole other thing. These people talk, I mean, they have a short attention span, they want information immediately, they want it by what? They want it by text, they want social media sites, they want, but you want to get personal with them in terms of their likes, their dislikes, who they are, react to them from based on how they're communicating, what they're doing. So getting very personal with them is important in terms of where they are. If they're baseball fans, you know, that's great for me, or football fans, because I love sports. I played college basketball, so I love all sports, almost all sports, I should say. Wrestling hasn't become a love of mine. But, you know, I can talk football, baseball, basketball, any with the best of them. You know, I love that. Golf is one of my faves, too, you know. So I like, when I hear things like that, I like to draw an analogy. I like to talk with them and speak with them on those terms. So it's easy. You draw an analogy with what they like, and they'll love you forever. That's a common contact. If you have a common contact, like let's say you know somebody that they know and you know they're good friends. Have you seen Sarah lately? Wow, what's going on in her life? Thanks for updating me. I really appreciate it. Yeah, she's an awesome person, isn't she? Yeah. How did you get to know her? I mean, that's the kind of language you use. When you connect with somebody they connect with, guess what happens? You build a connection with them through an independent third person just because they know that person. So there's ways of connecting. So you're getting personal in a situation, and being personal with somebody builds your greater connection. Break down the walls so you can get to know somebody. So don't go all super stalker. This is language right out of the article. Don't go all super stalker on your prospects, but go ahead and get personal. And then finally, the fourth tip for avoiding the what's next. Maybe now's not the time. You know, there's always that place to be, you know. Knowing you always have this playing card is critical because some people, we get so frustrated, we want it to happen now, we want it that, we want that, and we have to always go, you know what, silence is golden. Silence is golden. So when you get to the point where you're asking what's next, sometimes silence is just okay. It's really okay. And you have to allow it to be okay. And so many of us are so worried in a communication cycle when something gets dead or silent, we like freak out. Oh my gosh, oh no. Well, when you promise to send somebody something and you don't do it, now you should freak out because you're totally out of integrity. You're telling them in loud capital letters they're not worthy of your time. And you go, Mary Jo, I didn't say that. I just got lazy. I just, you know, I committed to getting him something and I didn't do it. How many in this phone call have done that? And if you're not raising your hand, I think you're probably a liar or you're just mistaken. I'm raising my hand. I know there have been people in my life where I offered to do something and I didn't follow up. And I will ask, have gone back and asked forgiveness from some of them. Some of them, I don't even remember their names today. I can't even tell you. But I just know when we get busy, some people fall through the cracks. And that's a shame because those people were just notified you don't care about them. And if there's one thing people need to know in this world today is that people care about them, right? More so than ever, we need to be out there making sure people understand we care about them. So how do we do that? By doing the follow-up, by getting in the information we committed to, by making the phone call, but not caring about what we look like, what we act like, what we be like. It's all about what? Quit making it all about you and make it all about them. They are the ones that are important. So always do your follow-up, right? And sometimes just pure silence is golden. I mean, but it's not when you made a commitment to follow up. It's when the other person is not responding, and sometimes silence is just golden. When people don't respond to me, I don't throw them in the garbage. I put them on a drip list, and they get a man of mail, or they get this, and I might drop them a note 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, just going, you know, heads up. We had a great conversation. I've just been praying about you and thinking about you. I hope everything's going great. That's it. I don't even mention Manatech. So that's it, people. How do you get over what's next? So hopefully it helps you with, you know, what you're doing out there with your new people, your brand new associates. Some of you things for yourself off this list that make a lot of sense to you, that keep you, sustain you and pick you up and help you when you're working with people. There's just there's a lot of personal psychology and personal interaction information that's really important, and I thought these guys did a good job of talking about minding that gap. But understand that. You lose your brand new associates in the first 2 weeks. 50% of them go away because they're not effective. And one of the main reasons they're not effective is because they're not getting the support that they need. So be that support system for them. Okay? Great. Any questions, comments? All right, everybody. Have a super-duper week. Go out there and make things happen. And next week I'll report to you on how my lunch in the park went, which is tomorrow, actually. I'm going to be doing that presentation. And maybe I'll talk to you a little bit about, if you guys are interested, my 90-day health program is not True Health, by the way. It's a 90-day health program I'm putting together with everybody because I'm putting a deadline around, work with me for 90 days. Let's see what happens. That's what I'm doing. Sign up for a 90-day health program. They get free consults with Mary Jo. I get them started on products based on what they're looking for to create. And I'm actually doing some spiritual counseling with a couple of them as well because they love the Lord. So it's I love to help them get over some of the baggage they're carrying, you know, that I'm not good enough stuff, which is not possible. I just love to do all that. But so I'm doing 90-day programs today, so maybe I'll share that with you as well. But I love you guys. Have a great week. Let's go out there and make a difference in people's lives because I know there are millions of them out there waiting to hear from you. Talk to you next
Thank
week.
You, Lydia. Thank you, Mary Jo.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
You bet.
Thanks. Very practical. Thanks.